Back here on WREF, we continue to profile the new-look Southern Indiana basketball team. I'm Brad Klein. Stephen Olowoni is the newest Screaming Eagle, a 6'8" forward, a transfer from the Virginia Military Institute. Stephen, how we doing?
I'm doing great today.
Well, I'd imagine you are. You've got a new home, and it seems like you're happy about it. I know everyone in Evansville is happy about it, so congratulations, and we really appreciate you taking the time. Talk to me. You are from Australia. You go to VMI. You went to high school in Tennessee. All that translates to Evansville, Indiana. What was the path to get you to USI?
Man, when I was 14, my coach in Australia, he sent me over to America. He saw the potential in me. So I ended up going to a school in Kentucky first, called Aspire Academy. So I went there for a season. It didn't really work out. And then the next season, he transferred me over to a school in Florida called Victory Rock Prep. So I went there for a season and a half. And then, you know, things also didn't work out there at the prep school scene. So I had a connection with one of the coaches at the Webb school. And, that's pretty much what happened. So I went there from the second half of my sophomore year, and then I ended up graduating there. So, you know, when I went to Webb school, everything turned out great.
You know, Stephen, it's funny because there are so many different places to play. You could play in America. You could play in different countries. You could play at various different levels. And you have tried to find a home, and it seems like you have in USI, but it took you a couple of tries to find your optimal high school spot. And it seems like maybe VMI wasn't your place at the collegiate level. What makes you so confident that USI is your home collegiately?
Just the coaches. You know, I talked about this with a lot of people, just the coaches, just how genuine they were and just, you know, how consistent they were with recruiting me. So, you know, I went on campus, and then I fell in love with the campus immediately. I fell in love with the coaches and everything. So, I really just feel like it's the right place for me. Just because the coaches, honestly.
Stephen Olowoni is a D1 transfer from VMI, a 6'8" forward, and the newest Screaming Eagle for USI basketball. And I'm Brad Klein, getting ready for the upcoming season. Oh gosh, I'm counting down the days, because especially when Stan Girard, the rest of his staff, able to bring in talent like you, like Jaden Scheider, Braxton Jones, the list goes on and on. It's just a really exciting time for USI basketball, and fans are really excited to see you play. So give us a little sneak peek. What will fans see once you suit up in a USI uniform? Describe your game.
Man, I feel like the fans are going to see, they're just going to see me play hard, you know, just going to see a lot of dunks, a lot of above-the-rim plays, and just going to see a person that wants to be out there and just wants to win.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just to describe my game, it's really tough. I'm not really sure, like, what I can really describe my game at, similar to, but, I just feel like I'm just a hard-working player, and
You know, I always say when you start comparing yourself to other players, not as far as caliber necessarily, but as far as style, it's very similar to broadcasting, where I'm taking a tip or a style or a trait from this broadcaster, I'm taking another little thing from another broadcaster, and I'm a mishmash of people that inspire me. When you were growing up, the early portions of your basketball journey, who were you watching to shape you into the player that you are today?
Man, I was always watching Giannis, just because of his motor and just how hard he plays, you know. And that's someone that I always watch. That's actually one of my favorite players. You know, and another player that I like to watch is Pascal Siakam, just because of his skill set, and I want to make sure my skill set is similar to his in the future. So
the level of basketball in Australia, I'm sure you were exposed to it. It is so high. Okay. That is about as good as it gets outside of the States. So, what made you want to come to America to play eventually college basketball, VMI, and now at USI? What was it that made you decide, you know what, Australia is great, but America's next?
Yeah, like everybody has big dreams to come to America. So, I was one of those kids that have had those big dreams, especially watching the NBA and college basketball from Australia. So I wanted to experience that myself, and I'm happy that I'm, you know, going to experience it here at USI.
I'm kind of curious, because maybe you heard of VMI when you were in Australia, maybe you didn't, but I'd imagine your exposure to college basketball when you're in Australia was the NCAA tournament, and that's something that the University of Southern Indiana, as of now, not part of, because A, they just moved to D1, this being their upcoming third season in D1, and B, well, they're not eligible for the NCAA tournament, so you likely didn't hear of USI for most of your life, up until, I'd imagine, very recently. When did the University of Southern Indiana cross your radar? When did you first hear of USI?
I actually first heard about them my junior year. Yeah, my junior summer, I heard about them. Yeah, I definitely heard about them then, you know, just them coming to the Division I scene. So I've heard about them before, but now they've taken time to recruit me. I definitely know a lot about their history, and, it's great.
So you mentioned the coaches and the relationships that they've already built with you. What have they communicated to you, their message to you, as far as how they intend to use you, your 6'8" frame, in this defense and offense, this system and the program as a whole?
We talked a lot about that. Just for me to just be a mismatch against other players in the conference, just because I'm quick and mobile, so you know, just to take the bigs to the basket and just to play hard and just to be everywhere on the court.
At 6'8", you're kind of a tweener, I guess you could say. I'd imagine you can play some power forward. You can also play some center.
Yes, sir.
How would you describe your game from a position standpoint? I understand the modern brand of basketball is kind of positionless, but would you categorize yourself more as a power forward or a center?
Right now, I categorize myself more as a power forward, but I can play into the five role too, so yeah.
Again, Stephen Olowoni is here on WRF. We're talking about him as the newest Screaming Eagle for USI basketball and a team that's going to look very, very different from how they looked last year, a team that only won 8 games. Now, Stephen, I'm kind of curious from your perspective. Now, most of the different new players coming in are coming from junior college. They had a lot of success, a lot of wins at the JUCO level. Last year, VMI, the team only won 4 games. And so I know that you know what it's like to be a part of a losing season. It's not fun. But from your perspective, what does it take to turn that into a winning season with just 1 year removed? How do you flip it like USI is going to try and do this upcoming season?
I feel like if we just gel together as a team, you know, all of us were on the same, four of us were on the same track, and just listen to the coaches and staff. We should, you know, be able to win. So yeah.
Getting on the same page, I'd imagine that's a little bit easier nowadays with social media and the way modern technology can connect people. And eventually, sooner rather than later, you guys, I'm sure, will be on campus for summer workouts. But how much contact have you had with the incoming players that are like you or are new to USI and also the current roster?
Yeah, I've had my official visit. I've talked to a lot of the players. You know, they were all extremely cool. You know, I talked to Braxton. I know he just committed too. So, you know, he texted me as soon as I committed, and you know, he's excited to get to work. So, I've talked to a lot of them over social media and in person.
Stephen Olowoni, the newest Screaming Eagle here on WREF, talking USI men's basketball and a very, very new look team. And when it comes to the coaches, again, we're talking about the relationships that you have built with them and the roster that they have put together. Not necessarily a divide-and-conquer approach, but every coach or every coaching staff divvies it up based off of position group, and usually John Aldridge is the one who handles the big. So what has your contact been with Coach Aldridge from an X's and O's standpoint, from a style standpoint? How have you taken him in your first impressions of what seems to be your primary position coach?
We talked about visit You know, he said, yeah, I'll be playing the 4 and then, you know, a little bit of the 5. And then I talked about how the workouts are going to be. And then, you know, he said the same thing. You know, there'll be times I'll be doing some guard work. And then there'll be most times where I'll just be with the bigs, you know, just working on my skill set and all of that. So, So, yeah, those are the conversations that we've had.
Again, Stephen Aloney here on WREF, the newest Screaming Eagle. I'm curious. Let's go back to this past season. It's funny because you are the only Division I transfer in this recruiting pool so far that Southern Indiana has brought in. Most everyone has been junior college with a couple of freshmen coming in, Josiah Dunham mainly. So you have some Division I experience already. What did you learn from your first and so far only D1 season at VMI?
I learned that, it's a faster pace. It's definitely faster than high school. It's more physical than high school. And I just learned that, if you just put the work in, then, if you just put the work in and just have the mentality that you can, hang with all of them, then you should be fine. So those are just the things that I've learned.
Now, looking at your season, you got off to a really, really hot start, double figures in four of your first five collegiate basketball games, and maybe hit a bit of a lull after that. What would you attribute that to? And again, it's a process. You are new to the college game. Like you said, it's a faster pace of play, and it's a completely different approach, and I'd imagine a completely different challenge. So you start strong, you slow down. How and why?
I say it was just because of positioning. I feel like there were some cases where I wasn't really sure what to do in some positions. So I feel like just that, that part of the season it was just a little bit tough for me. But I feel like I picked it up. I feel like I picked it up in the end just because I talked with some of the players and coaches and they helped me within that process too. So that's pretty much what happened there.
That makes a lot of sense. And again, especially VMI, they struggled last year as a team. I'd imagine there's going to be ebbs and flows personally and as a unit, and that's just to be expected. Now, going back to USI for a second here, Stephen, I'm curious if you wouldn't mind kind of giving us a fly on the wall elements to this interview and tell us what the pitch was that sold you on USI with Stan Girard and the rest of the staff bringing you onto campus. What was their message to you as a whole, all things encompassed? Just kind of give us the vibe around the room and what they told you to convince you to come here.
It didn't really take that much for them to convince me. It was just me hearing the way that they speak and just seeing the way that they move. They're really, really genuine. You could really tell that they were just bringing me on for an official visit. You could tell that they really wanted me and that they're passionate about the vision that they see in the future for me and for the team. So that's really what sold me on coming here.
Well, I can tell you, not that you need any more convincing, but I can tell you that you're right. They really did want you here, and they ought to have because, again, the athleticism that you provide, and you also have 3 years of eligibility remaining, it's really exciting. And the other thing I'll ask you about, 3 years of eligibility, which means you stick around at USI, you will have an opportunity to compete for a spot in the NCAA tournament. However, you will not have that opportunity for the next two seasons. I'm sure that was on your radar. But ultimately, where did that rank in your priorities list, and how much of that, the postseason suspension, the postseason ineligibility for the upcoming two seasons, how much of that was on your mind as you made your decision?
At the start, it was on my mind. It was on my mind a little bit, just because it's kind of a bummer that you can't go straight away to the NCAA tournament. But just thinking about it, Just me just sitting down and thinking about it more. It's like I have that much time to develop. And then maybe my senior year, we can hopefully, go to the NCAA tournament. So, just as long as I get a chance to go there and just develop, that's the only thing that really matters.
Keyword being developing, right, and develop. So I'm going to be at a bunch of different practices this season, especially the summer workouts and the preseason practices, just to see how the team's coming together and see what everyone's working on. Spoil the suspense for me. What will you primarily be trying to develop in your game? What's the next step for Stephen Aloney from a basketball standpoint in your personal growth?
The next thing for me to develop is really just my – I feel like I need to develop my body. I can hang with the bigs, but it's just I really want to get the eye check. I really want to get to a 210, 215 frame. So that's one thing that I'm trying to improve on is, yeah, just really just filling up my body. Another thing that I really want to improve on is my three-point jump shot and just my jump shot overall, just because I feel like, you know, it can definitely, you know, help me in the future. So, yeah, I really want to improve those two things.
Well, that's an interesting concept because there were some there was some three-point shooting ability in the bigs position group this past season for USI. However, what we didn't see much of was three-point attempts from those players. And we saw it in practice, yep, but not in game. How much of that has been communicated with the coaches, your ability to shoot implemented into the two halves of basketball on any given game?
Yeah, you know, they said just, you know, if I'm open, just, you know, if I'm open, just take it, you know, just shoot it. And, yeah, just shoot it with the most confidence. So that's the plan coming into this season. And, that's pretty much the plan coming into this season, just working on my jump shot and just making sure I'm confident enough to just shoot it and making sure I know that I'm going to make it.
Again, Stephen Aloney is here on WREF, and he is likely, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, going to be the only foreign player to USI's roster. Now, that being said, you said, correct me if I'm wrong, you said earlier that you moved to America for basketball at the age of 14. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
So
that's right.
It's not like you are new to the country or anything like that, but it does kind of serve this upcoming question well. Biggest difference between Australia and America?
Yeah, I'll say the biggest difference is definitely the speed of the game. You know, in Australia, it's a little bit slower than, I feel like Australia, it's slower than the game in America. So, yeah, coming to America, that was a big transition too. You know, coming at a young age, just everybody was just, you know, faster. So I had to adjust. But I feel like, you know, being here for six years now, I'm definitely adjusted to that.
Now, you see, I wasn't even necessarily talking about basketball, but you're a basketball mind, so I'll take it. But what about just in general being in Australia versus living in America? What is the biggest difference? Heck, I've never been.
The biggest difference is, I got to say, the first thing that comes to my head is just pretty much the weather. Like, in Australia, it's not as cold as it is in America, so like, you know, we don't really have snow in Australia. So coming to America, you know, seeing the snow, it's crazy. So that's really like one of the biggest differences off the court. But yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask this question because I feel like a lot of USI fans really, really want to know the answer. Okay, you got to choose one.
Yes,
koalas
sir.
Or kangaroos?
I got to go with kangaroos.
Because you got those hops too.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, I respect it. Stephen Aloney is the. Can I call you that? Kangaroo? Can that be your nickname?
Oh yeah, that can.
No, I'm telling you this right now. Okay, is that my broadcast partner Kevin Hurtis? He played here in the '90s. Okay, so he knows all about USI basketball. I love him to death. He's a great guy. You'll meet him. He's great. He will not be able to pronounce your last name. No matter how many times I explain to him Aloney, he's just not going to get it. You're just going to have to not take that personally. He's going to call you like Steve-O or the Big O. I'm just asking on his behalf. Is that cool? Is that okay with that?
That's cool. Yeah. You know, like a lot of people have butchered my last name in the past, and, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, you know, Steve, Big O, yeah, anything is cool.
Okay. How many different variations of your last name have you heard?
Man, I've heard. I can't even count. Can't even count. It's been too many.
All right, here's the question then. What is your favorite mispronunciation that you've heard?
Favorite mispronunciation?
Yeah.
I gotta say, Aloney, you know, it's not Aloney, but it's similar to that. So, you know, and it shows that they're trying. So I got to just say Aloney, yeah.
It shows that they're trying. I like that. Okay. All right. Well, then here's another name question that I have. Okay. Keep in mind, my broadcast style, I like to have fun, right? It needs to be fun. Otherwise, people are going to get bored listening to me. Give me some nicknames that I can use besides Kangaroo, Steve-O, Big-O. I mean, you have to have other nicknames that you have in your back pocket that I can borrow and rent, right?
I have Steve-O. Everybody calls me Steve-O.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going with Steve-O then.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That's fine. I respect again. Stephen Olowoni, I'm saying your name over and over again for two reasons. One, that the listeners just tuning in can know who we're talking to. Two, just to flex and showboat that I actually know how to pronounce your name. That's pretty good.
No, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Here on WREF. Okay, so let's go back to USI for a second here, Steve-O. Okay, I'm saying that to showboat now. When it comes to USI, again, 8 wins last year, but it's a very, very different roster this upcoming season. So my question to you is, how close do you think Southern Indiana is to competing seriously for an Ohio Valley Conference title?
I feel like we're right there. I feel like we have the right pieces. You know, all we just have to do is just, you know, come together as a group and then just be on the same page. And then I feel like we'll be right there. Like, we'll be there and winning the championship.
I like it. Again, that's Stephen Olowoni, Steve-O, the Big O, the human kangaroo, whatever you want to call him. He is a screaming eagle, and he's going to be flying high this upcoming season at 6'8". He's playing with a trampoline under him at all times. Super bouncy, and that's why Stan Gerard, the rest of his staff, wanted Stephen Olowoni, the transfer from VMI, anchoring the front court. Hey, Stephen, can't thank you enough for the time. Congratulations on the commitment. Go enjoy it. Now, before I let you go, okay, I want to get a timeline from you. As we talk in late April, what is the upcoming schedule for you? When do you plan on getting to campus? What does the day-to-day look like before you get to campus?
Yeah, I plan on getting to campus May 16th. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's May 16th. I'm planning on getting to campus just so I can, you know, not fall back on any schoolwork, and I just so I can get the schoolwork done and not fall back. And pretty much, you know, we finish school here. I get out of school May 9th over at VMI, so I'll be in Tennessee for about, you know, 6 days. And that'll just pretty much be the timeline.
All right. Well, here's the deal. When you get to Evansville mid-May, if you want a chance to boost your ego a little bit, just give me a call, and the 5'7" frame that I carry will will definitely remind you that you are every bit of 6'8", and that will be a nice little pick me up on a Wednesday or something like that.
Okay, for sure.
Hey, Stephen, best of luck this upcoming season. I know we're going to be seeing a lot of each other. I can't thank you enough for the time. It's been a lot of fun, and go Screaming Eagles. How's that?
Yeah, I love it.
All right, we take a step aside here on WREF after hearing from Stephen Olowoni, the newest Screaming Eagle.